Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. On our last episode, David Berlinski, author of The Devil's Delusion, explained how peer review works in the scientific establishment. Today, he delves a little deeper into the problem of how to protect dissent, open inquiry, and skepticism.
If breakthroughs in science happen because somebody has enough self-confidence and maybe arrogance, as you say, to pursue a line of inquiry, despite all the opposition, how do we in the public assure that they at least get heard, particularly because the controls on grant money and on publication and so forth are so tight and so controlled right now, and publishing and popular coverage is so contingent. How do we protect people who are
It's terribly difficult because it's the kind of goal that no society has ever been able self-consciously to realize. Protecting dissent, open inquiry, tolerance, a great deal of skepticism, willingness to try unorthodox approaches. These are all splendid ideals, but they conflict immediately with the realities of political life. That every position is protected, it's surrounded by a thick hedge of interests and concerns. And that in order to establish this kind of ideal scientific society, one must necessarily participate in the same system of power, prestige, and authority. So the only way anyone can succeed is to set up independent sources of power, prestige, authority, and money, and hope to get enough by way of funding to make one's voice known. This is the only way. If there's someone out there, and I know several people who are out there, for example, who imagines they have a better quantum theory, even if they have a better quantum theory, if they're not backed by some profound institutional force, that theory will disappear. It's the same. Same is true in biology. Same thing is true in biology. It takes a huge investment of time, talent, education, and training to set up a biological laboratory.
No kidding.
If you're not willing, in defense of your unorthodox ideas, to set up just sort of that sort of an institution, forget about it. So unfortunately, the lesson I draw is perhaps cynical. You have to participate in the same system. You have to fight on the same level playing ground as everyone else is fighting. You have to scramble for exactly those perquisites that are needed to make an impression.
Next time on ID the Future, we'll hear from Dr. Berlinski about power and corruption in science and what lessons we can learn from these stories. The Devil's Delusion, Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions, is now available in paperback from Basic Books. Visit the website at www.devilsdelusion.com for more information and continuing updates from Dr. Berlinski. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.